Cullen?
Cinna was halfway across the circle. He waved her back.
Hold on a minute.
The brilliant colors of earth, air, fire, and water whipped around the gnome's spell circle, the lines of power weaving around each other so quickly he couldn't find the pattern, yet it seemed familiar.
Are we in danger?
No.
The gnome stood.
Danger over.
You deceived us. You said the spell was safe.
Should have been safe, but the Cullen Seaborn called up whole entire ley line. I not knowing how he is doing this, but spell is excellent. Swallowed all magic, very good.
He spread his skinny little arms wide.
Danger over.
As the power zipped around, twining in and out of itself, the colors were blending, blurring, turning back into the piercing, near solid intensity of node energy, which wasn't possible.
Something's wrong.
Not wrong, is working well. Whole entire ley line is much power. Very thank you. Kira Lashida!
The power shook itself and melted out of the spell, ribbons shooting out to lock with other ribbons in a pattern. Cullen suddenly recognized.
Son of a bitch!
Cullen shoved to his feet, staggering as his banged-up knee tried to buckle on him.
Get out! Get out! It's a gate! Gate!
Kira Lashida!
Cullen slashed at the nearest power ribbon with his atame, sundering it. The loose end whipped around like a fire hose jetting water, and the center of the floor vanished, as did the altar and Cinna, who'd been standing next to it. As Tim's got off a burst of pistol fire, Tusk Woman tossed him into the churning brightness that used to be a floor. The gate was still growing, and Cullen was kitten weak from his battle with the loose ley line magic. With a flick of his hand, he extinguished the candles. His spell circle evaporated. The room spun for a second as Cullen reabsorbed the magic, fire energy, and his. His vision cleared in time for him to see the two Secret Service agents, who'd responded to the chaos by flinging open the door and drawing their weapons.
Don't shoot! Just get everyone out of here!
Tusk Woman dropped Brooks into the bright chasm. One of the idiots fired anyway. The lights went out.
Back up!
Cullen called to those who couldn't, like him, see the shining disaster spreading toward them.
Get your backs to the wall! The gate should stop at the glyphs!
Large, strong hands seized his shoulders. The scent told him whose. He drove his fist into her midsection. Didn't seem to inconvenience her. She shoved him, and oh lady, this woman could have arm-wrestled a demon. Good thing he latched onto her arms. He held on with all the strength he had, and together they stumbled to the edge of the boiling chasm. Her own strength saved him. She jerked back before they could fall in, dragging him with her. Cullen tried to trip her. She slapped him. While his ears were ringing, she pried loose one of his hands. He used the other one to jab at her eye. She lost her grip. Cullen dropped to the floor and rolled, colliding with a pair of legs. He knew that scent, too.
Damn it, Lily, get back!
He staggered to his feet and made sure she did as she was told for once, dragging her past the roiling lines that marked the boundary of the gnome's spell. He pushed her against the wall.
Stay!
Having done all he could, he turned, took four running steps, and dove into the screaming whiteness of the gate.